Good morning. Our question today is coming upon us shortly. Is Pesach Sheni, is there a minhag to eat eggs, or at least an egg, on Pesach Sheni? And in fact, there's a Sefer Zichron Yehuda that brings that the Gaon, David Deutsch Hatzal, would eat eggs on Pesach Sheni. So we've discussed eating matzah on Pesach Sheni. That is the minhag ha'olam, to eat matzah. Many people have the minhag, not everyone. There is a discussion if we should also have maror, our matzah, so marin yachlu, should maror also be eaten on Pesach Sheni? Most people don't have maror on Pesach Sheni, but how about eggs? So why would we think that we should have eggs on Pesach Sheni? So if we look in Hilchas Pesach, it's in Shimon Tov Ayin Vav, the Ramah says as follows, Nohagim b'ktsas mekomos, there are those who are minag. Some places have the minag le'achol b'suda beisim, to eat on the Lel HaSeder, to have eggs. Why eggs? Zecher la'avelus, to remember the avelus. What does that mean? So the Ramah himself brings two explanations what zecher la'avelus we should have, or at least some people who have that minhag. That happens to be my minhag from my grandfather, from my parents, my grandfather, to have an egg in salt water at the Seder. So why zecher la'avelus at the Lel HaSeder? So the Ramah brings two separate explanations. Number one is that the Lel of Tisha B'Av will fall on the same night of the week as Lel Pesach, and accordingly, we want to remember that it's a Zecher L'Avelus of Tisha B'Av. And the second explanation is actually, I think, more understandable. It says Zecher L'Chorban. We are here at the Seder table, and we have to remember the Chorban. Why? Shayuma Krivin Korban Pesach. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, we were able to bring the Korban Pesach. And nowadays, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we can't bring the Korban Pesach. And that would be such a primary, if not the primary aspect of the Seder that we are missing. Accordingly, we're going to have an egg, Zecher L'Avelus, as we know, eggs and lentils, because they are rounded. It represents the cycle of life. Also, when we have a Sudas of Ra, for somebody who's sitting Shiva, Rachmanu Litzlan Lo Aleinu, on a parent, that we bring in the Sudas of Ra, we have arbis, we have chickpeas, or lentils, or eggs. That is a symbol of Avelus. So too, the Ramah says that this is a sign of Avelus, that we don't have the Korban Pesach, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, and accordingly we have eggs. The Mishnah Berurah brings a third reason, a name of the Gra, why to eat an egg or eggs at Lel HaSeder. Again, we're talking about Pesach Rishon, the normal Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows, in the name of the Gra, Mibnei Shabetza, Hu Zecher L'Chagiga, is to remember the Korban Chagiga that was brought at the time of Pesach as well. Ba'kein Tzorech L'Ochlo Gamkein, so we have to eat it as well. So that is the reason, it's a Zecher to the Chagiga. So if we apply those three reasons that we have just mentioned to Pesach Sheni, we're going to see now, should we or should we not have an egg? At least for those people who are no egg to have the egg at the regular Seder, should they also have it Pesach Sheni? So based on the reason that the Lel Tisha B'Av, that Tisha B'Av falls on the same night of the week as the Seder, that would not be applicable to Pesach Sheni. That is not the case, that Tisha B'Av would fall on the same night as Pesach Sheni. That is only for Pesach Rishon. Another explanation, the second reason, is the Zecher, the Chorban, that nowadays we don't have the Korban Pesach, so we want to have the egg, which is a sign of Avelus. So we would say, apparently also comes Pesach Sheni, if the Beis HaMikdash is not built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, then indeed that reason would apply. If we don't have the Korban Pesach Sheni, we're not able to have it. Accordingly, we should have a Zecher L'Chorban, and it would be a nice thing to have an egg on Pesach Sheni. And based on the reason of the Gra, that the reason of those who have a beitza have an egg at the Seder is a zecher to the Korban Chagiga, that is only something that was brought on Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni. So based on that, we indeed would not have an egg Pesach Sheni. So we see at least one of the reasons, the zecher, the Korban, that we don't have a Korban Pesach, would be applicable Pesach Sheni. But the minhag ha'olam, just like we mentioned when it comes to maror, is not to have an egg. Most people don't have the egg. Most people don't have the maror. But many people do have the matzah on Pesach Sheni. Have a wonderful day.